Hello everybody and welcome to the Hustle Plays Podcast. I am your host Jake and today we are going to be discussing around the NBA. This is the second type of podcast I'm doing like this. So let's get right into this one. I hope you guys enjoy. If you do, make sure to favorite the podcast and hit the applause. So let's get right into this one. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is Doc Rivers' extension in Los Angeles. Do I agree with this one? Not really. I think his time in LA is up. Do I think he's a bad coach? No. Do I think he should be in LA? No. I don't think that's the right fit for him. I don't think he should be there anymore. Obviously, the two aren't a good match. They can't get past the second round. Even with Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, they couldn't. And now they're not even looking good. If I were the Clippers, I would not have given them that extension, but I just wanted to update you guys on the Clippers coaching free agency, as you could say. Okay, everybody, so the next thing I want to talk about is the All-NBA Defensive First Team. Okay, so let's get right into this one. So first up, you have Rudy Gobert and Anthony Davis, both unanimous votes. Then you have Victor Oladipo, Drew Holiday, and Robert Covington. Those three are going to round out the team. Do I agree with this team? Yes. Do I think Paul George should have been on a team? Yes. I'm going to get more into that. But after this, I'm going to discuss the second team, how I think, what I don't think. But yeah, going back to Victor Oladipo. So let's run this down again. The point guard, Drew Holiday, shooting guard, Victor Oladipo, small forward Covington, power forward Anthony Davis, and center Rudy Gobert. I don't know if I agree with Oladipo necessarily, especially since Paul George did not make a team. I think he should have made a team. I'm not saying Victor Oladipo is a bad defender by any means, but I think Paul George should have made it, especially if Victor Oladipo is going to make that first defensive team. All right, so let's get into the NBA All-Second Defensive Team. You have DeJounte Murray, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Al Horford, and, you have Joel Embiid. So that is the team. I think Embiid definitely should have made it. That's a great pick. Al Horford, very underrated defender. Also agree with that. Same with Draymond Green. Jimmy Butler, also agree. And I also agree with DeJounte Murray, despite what a lot of people think. He's a very underrated defender. I think that he needs more recognition than what he has. So that's what I just want to say about that. I feel as if Paul George should have made a team, especially if Victor Oladipo made a team, but that's just up for debate. There's so many good defenders around the league. I feel like Paul George could have definitely gotten snubbed. I'm not surprised that he got snubbed, but I'm kind of surprised at the same time. He could have made it. He couldn't have made it. I mean, he did have one of the best defensive seasons in his career, maybe the best. I definitely feel as Paul George was snubbed, but there's so many good defensive players on these teams that I'm also not surprised. Okay, everybody, so I'm sorry for the short podcast. There wasn't a lot of news, but I wanted to echo this out on my podcast. So thank you guys for listening. Again, make sure to favorite and applause the podcast. I really hope you guys enjoyed. I have some big things in the future coming my way. I can't wait. I'm so excited, ready to buckle down over the summer and get some work done. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. This is Jake from the Hustle Plays, and I'll catch you guys in the next podcast. I'll see you later.